Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Four.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live, and we're here at Porkfest 2015. It is a great event full of wonderful people that you don't know yet, many of them. Maybe you do know some of the people here, but you're guaranteed to meet new people. We're meeting them new folks in here every hour during the program, sitting in our audience. And thank you, by the way, to everybody. Please give yourself a round of applause for even bothering to come out and see us, because I know there's probably five other things going on at once right now, not to mention whatever parties there are going on around the campground. So thank you again. We'll, of course, take your calls as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I actually have what appears to be working internet tonight, so hopefully it'll continue to be working throughout the rest of the weekend. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio. And, Mark, tell me about Peacekeeper 2.0.
Well, what Peacekeeper 1.0 is an app that you can get for your, you know, iPhone or Android, and it allows you to connect with people in your area for, in case of an emergency situation. You can use the app. You should have it on your, you know, right there on your phone. You just tap it, indicate what kind of emergency you're having, and then your, you know, neighbors who are also users, you're going to, you know, you probably should get your neighbors involved in using the app. Go next door and say, hey, let's do this together. And that way, all your neighbors are alerted that you're having some kind of emergency at the house. And this is going to result in response significantly faster than what emergency services can do. And that's going, you know, minutes, seconds count in these circumstances when emergency services are only minutes away. So there you go. Peacekeeper, it's a great idea. And they have they've shown that they can make it, you know, have a successful app. What they're trying to do is fix some bugs, squash some bugs, and really make it a great usable app. Go to their Indiegogo campaign. Help them get this thing fired up, because this could be a giant leap towards a more voluntary world. You know, governments have almost a monopoly on emergency services, so Peacekeeper can help with that. It's a quick link is pk.freetalklive.com. It's pk.freetalklive.com. If you haven't gone yet, just go and take a look at their offerings, pk.freetalklive.com.
All right, our next guest here, and we are live from Porkfest 2015. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Not too late for you to get out here and join us. Things get even bigger on Friday and Saturday after people start to get off work. They come up here, spend the whole weekend here. So probably see the numbers on the campground go up by several, by a few hundred at least, if not several. Our next guest is no stranger behind a microphone. He is Dr. Darren Tapp. Hey, Darren.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I've just recently heard people starting to call you Dr. Darren. Is the doctor new?
Well, it's been this. I've been a PhD since I've moved here.
And, okay. I didn't know that.
I just haven't advertised it.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
You'd never guess with the long hair. I mean, you know, generally you don't think of a doctor having long hair. They're always, you know.
I knew he's a smart engineering guy, but not all of them are doctors, right?
Yeah, for sure. So you teach math, but there's something else you do. You host NeoCash Radio. Many of our listeners may be familiar with your voice, having listened to LRN.FM or perhaps subscribing to the NeoCash Radio podcast.
That's right. That's right.
And NeoCash Radio is something that focuses on cryptocurrency, correct?
Yeah, cryptocurrency and economics and financial issues. Kinda.
But it doesn't really pay the bills, and teaching math can do that, though. So you can.
Do you pay your bills teaching math now?
Well, I'm doing some adjuncting, but I'm also doing some consulting as well.
Okay, because I mean, I know you're working as some kind of engineer for some company too, right?
Well, no, I'm just consulting.
Okay,
and I haven't really done much engineering. Okay. I mean, unless it's software engineering.
Okay, well, I don't know the specifics anyway.
So Mark got excited. I guess you were giving a presentation today. What was that about?
Yeah, I gave a presentation at the. At the pavilion, where I just talked about what I was doing, and then Mark came and his son came to a demonstration I did, which is similar to what I'm calling Dr. Tass Mathematical Playgrounds. And I've been basically doing it for 8 months in Portsmouth. Once a week, I meet with 7, 8, 9-year-olds, or even 6-year-olds, and we just talk about some math topics. We
The kids love this.
Yeah, we just got a marker board installed, and so like I have the kids go up to marker board, and they ask me to write questions, or they write their own questions, and we deal with those. We've been dealing a lot with arithmetic, so I had a demonstration today, and so I did a lot more of the geometric concepts that I present at the playground, because the geometry just is easier to make fun.
It's much more hands-on.
Yeah. So, the goal that I'm working on in Portsmouth is to actually teach arithmetic, but I throw in all these geometric concepts because to me it's fun, and I'm so surprised that regular mathematical curriculum doesn't have more geometry early on.
Mm. Yeah, you'd think. I mean, you know, the shape. The kids are naming shapes before they ever hit school,
right?
And so they have a relationship with squares and circles, and,
right?
You know, I mean, some of the snazzy stuff like octagons and things like that.
Right.
But within moments, my son came up with a friend of his. So they were out playing humans versus zombies and whacking each other with these foam sword things that they have, and they immediately sort of just let go of what they were playing with before, and they were just dove into what you were doing, which was sort of creating polyhedrons or something like that?
Yeah, exactly, creating polyhedrons. So what I did a little bit before I was supposed to start was I created some platonic solids. There's only five platonic solids, and so I made a tetrahedron, an octahedron, and a cube, and a
platonic solid is what?
Oh, okay, so platonic solid is a polyhedron where all the side lengths are the same and all the faces are exactly the same. So like a dodecahedron, every face is a pentagon, and it's a regular pentagon. All the side lengths are the same. So there's only five possible platonic solids that have the same face repeated over and over.
In the theoretical world where there's infinite planes dissecting in infinite ways, you have only these five different shapes where it will have a repeating shape all the way around. I think the best way to describe it is a triangle, a four-sided triangular shape where every side is a triangle.
Right.
And that's one of them.
Yeah, the tetrahedron.
Yeah, the tetrahedron. And that's the most simple to sort of envision.
Right.
The rest of them gets kind of complicated. But the boys, you know, they're just making their shapes.
Yeah,
I
show them the platonic solids, and almost always they don't explicitly make the same thing, but they make whatever they make, and then we get to
important, right?
Yeah, and then we get to describe it. I mean, and like on the talk, somebody said, "Oh, is this octahedron that I made?" And I'm like, "No, that's a very nice bipyramid over a triangle," which is the best way I could describe what they made, because they just needed a square instead of a triangle to get an octahedron.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing with the geometric stuff is it allows creativity, so I don't have to say you're wrong. I just say, oh, that's nice something else that you did.
It's essentially sculpture, but at the same time, you're, addressing these math
topics. You get to talk about vertices and edges. I mean, I just tell them the actual terms that are used to describe these things, and it either takes or doesn't, but they love the activities, and we can always do it again.
Doing hands-on stuff with arithmetic too?
Yeah, kind of. Of course, with arithmetic, you have them write a lot. I make sure there's plenty of paper and plenty of pencils so they can, anytime they want to write anything, they can write anything. We've been doing this play, what's it called? Pascal's Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really surprising to me. I'm like, okay, let's do Pascal's Triangle. And you just put these numbers. The first one's one, and then you put a 1-1 and a 1-2-1 and a 1-3-3-1. And every row below it, you add the two numbers above. And so you just keep getting this bigger and bigger row. And, at least one, 7-8-year-old, she has been doing it almost every week now, and it's strange.
How far do you go with this? I mean, numbers go pretty high.
Well, she goes up to about 9, and then when you get to that down to 9, there's a few 3-digit numbers in the middle, and that starts to be a little bit much for her. But, and so I started to do a lot more type arithmetic where there's always a next one. Instead of like giving them a finite number of problems, here's the number of problems, and you got to do these for a grade. And then, one thing I'm promoting is no grades, because I think that's. I mean, they're young.
Strength doesn't provide grades.
They're young.
Well, this is an enrichment class, right? I mean, isn't a school curriculum or anything.
Well, I'm developing my own curriculum, and I am trying to, like in Portsmouth, I'm trying to get. Prepare young people for algebra, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing too outside of the norm. But Yeah, so I am preparing my own curriculum, but yeah, there's no grades and
right. You're not tied in with a school board or something.
No,
like that.
It's completely on my own.
Who want their kids to learn math.
It's 10 in the morning, so only homeschoolers can come. And
all right, we'll come back with more with Dr. Darren Taff here in moments. He's a math whiz and also a Bitcoin guru as well, plus host NeoCash Radio. We'll come back with more here in moments from Porkfest 2015. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five, four,
453. We're live from Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we've got Dr. Darren Tapp with us, one of the co-hosts of NeoCash Radio, and somebody who's been here in New Hampshire for a little while. When did you make the move here? You're an early mover, one of the earlier ones that I can recall, Darren.
Yeah, I moved in 2009, August of 2009, I remember. So I'm almost done with 6 years.
So, wow, welcome and congratulations, and glad it's been working out so well for you. You've been to several of these Porcupine Freedom Festivals, and how's it going so far for you this time around?
Well, this one was the first one I couldn't make the whole week, but I've been having some fun, and I've been doing a lot of volunteer work, like presenting and doing this this playground thing. So,
you got a bunch of kids together. Mark's son was one of them. Mm-hmm. You make, you know, learning math a more fun experience, it sounds like, than maybe this, you know, typical lecture in front of the classroom kind of thing. You
and
might
grades
at a government school. Yeah, no grades with with your thing.
Well, it's not just government schools. I went through private school, and they gave grades out, too. And they still have classes that are, you know, 20, 25, 30 students. Mm-hmm. And What I found, Darren, was that best I can do is relate it to something in my life. My son Jack took one of the baby reading kit is what it was called, and you know what we did was we just put this thing on in front of him and the videos, and he learned to read sort of rudimentary words early on. And what he never experienced was a moment in time saying, "I can't read."
Right.
Like his whole life, he's been able to read. Now mm-hmm. he reads more and more all the time, but he has a facility around reading that he didn't, that I didn't have when I was 5 or 6. I just waited for mom to read things to me. And that's, you know, sort of disenfranchising one from their own abilities, their own power.
Right.
And what I saw was kids jumping in and being excited about learning math concepts. Yeah, obviously we're starting them with the easy concepts and, you know, letting them learn, you know, play and those sorts of things. So play's how we learn.
Right.
And so if they can develop the facility around math that, you know, Jack developed around reading, then, you know, these are ways that kids can really internalize these concepts and, you know, never be scared of it again.
Yeah, I think, and especially in the modern world where technology is just increasing, I can't even imagine, like teaching an 8-year-old now, I can't even imagine what the world's going to look like when that 8-year-old is 18.
Mm.
And I can't imagine that analytical skills would be any less in demand. In fact, I can only see it going the other way.
Yeah, there's
going
to be more programming needed than ever before.
Yeah. And so.
You don't hear too many poor mathematicians, right? I mean, like,
right.
It's one of those things with the STEM, science, technology.
Yeah, anytime I need a job, I'm just like, okay, I'll teach. And there's like people that, yes, we want you to teach. Mm-hmm. And then they picked me up for this consulting deal. There's a lot of jobs for mathematicians right now.
Yeah, as it should be, right? And when you learn such a valuable skill, but so many people get disenfranchised from it for whatever reason. You know, math just seems in the school year of math, there's that moment in time for me where I was like, you know, I'm going to take a little time off from learning. I'm busy thinking about girls or cars or,
right.
you know, superheroes or what the hell ever I was thinking mm-hmm. about. And then you check out for a week, bam, you stop learning because the whole class moves on past you. The concepts you didn't get in that week time mm-hmm. is used and, you know, then you're cruising through. You're lucky to get a C and blam, that's it. You know. If the class moves past the kid like that, it's not teaching them.
Right.
It's not learning.
I mean, so what I'm currently doing in Portsmouth, I do have students at different levels. So I say no grades, but I have an idea of what their ability level is. And so, like, I would say...
Well, I saw you dealing with 7-year-olds and probably an 11-year-old at the same time. And you're just addressing them at their level is what I noticed. And now, what are you... You're doing this homeschool class. What are you getting paid for that?
Well, I do charge a little bit mm-hmm. from every...
so you're helping all the... basically a small tutored classroom.
And I'm basically covering my costs.
Awesome.
I'm paying a little bit to be a member and use the space, but I'm getting a little bit extra benefit from the space than just this class. So.
Well, it makes it worth it, you coming out there and that sort of thing.
Yeah, this has been a great space. It's Praxium in Portsmouth.
What's that?
I believe three fellows got together and decided they were going to rent this space and allow people to be members, and you basically subsidize the space.
Okay.
So, there's other common spaces, you know, that some people in this project have created. But, you know, I wanted one that would be appropriate for children, and this has been a great location for us. I mean, there's always some things that are could be better.
Oh, sure.
But appropriate for children, at least.
What are the sort of success stories you have with the classes? How many have you had so far?
Well, I've had two or three since the beginning. So yeah, three basically. And I do see them
now,
advancing.
That's not individual sessions. That's three
students.
Yeah. Okay.
Three students at the very beginning. Now okay. I've been doing this 8 weeks and I do, or 8 months and I do it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see them progressing. I mean,
are these homeschool students or these?
Yeah, their parents are homeschooled. I had it at ten in the morning on Tuesday because if you were in public school, it basically excluded you just by the time it was.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And part of that reason why it was only homeschool is because I wanted to know what I could do. I didn't know what I could do to supplement public school. I didn't want to know that. I wanted to know what. Like
you have a passion to help.
Yeah.
You gotta get started somehow.
But of course parents are still involved in their children's education and I get told about how, a 7 or 8 year old took a multiplication table that she filled out in our class home. And so when she had to triple a recipe, she just went to the multiplication table so she could look it up. And
do you like multiplication tables? I mean, this is an old style of teaching math.
Yeah,
are you fond of that?
I don't like the idea of giving a multiplication table that's filled out to a child and saying, this is what you need to know. I give it to them blank and say, here's how you fill it in. And they'll spend like half an hour. Now they're, you know, at first.
It's theirs then.
Yeah, at first they got to like 6 times 6 and that was like that whole corner in the, they didn't finish. But
yeah.
But now they're getting to about a half an hour. They've got it filled out. And you know, the kids, they get a little distracted. They do things.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And, but you can see, the thing is like when we say no grades, I'm able to assess their level. I'm like, let's do this. And I can see what they're doing. Like, recently, a couple weeks ago, I had one student that I was considering at the addition level, and then the other students were kind of more multiplication focused. But yeah, and that's the thing. I was able to do both. And the way the class develops, the kids actually tell me what they want to do. I'm not kidding. The person that was working with their addition, she's like, let's write some addition problems on the board. And then she's like, I'm like, do you want to do multiplication? She's like, okay, write a multiplication. And then she had trouble with that. She's like, oh, write addition. And you just let them go at their own. They tell you where they want to be and what they want to do. And because I don't assign it and they're not like forced to do it.
They're really interested.
I think. And we're doing basic arithmetic, but then I throw in all this geometric stuff. Like they really love this, Fibonacci spiral. They've been drawing that for a couple weeks now.
What is a Fibonacci spiral?
Well,
hold on.
No, we can't hold on, unfortunately. But Dr. Tapp, Mark, you can Google that one. Fibonacci spiral. Hey, Dr. Darren Tapp, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
What's your website?
NeoCashRadio.com.
Yeah. DarrenTapp.com.
Okay, very good. Definitely check out NeoCashRadio.com. And I guess if you live in northern New England, they could avail themselves of your math services.
Yeah, in Portsmouth.
More coming up here from Porkfest 2015.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton. We fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. We're here, and we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. And we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2015, the 12th annual edition of an awesome yearly event put on by the Free State Project. It's a real honor to be here and be a part of it and to be able to bring a sliver of it to you every single night. We can only give you a taste of what Porkfest is like. You can hear sometime in the background the singing or the bands playing or the shouting. You know, there's obviously something happening out there. You can sometimes hear our studio audience here, but really you don't get the experience unless you're here. I mean, we can try our best to explain Porkfest to you, and we can tell you that you'll be surrounded by people who actually understand freedom, by people who love the ideas of liberty. And for many people, it's really the first time in their life that they have been in a situation like that. I mean, yeah, sure, maybe you've been to a Libertarian Party meeting or a Ron Paul meetup or something like that at some point in the past, but
sometimes
nothing.
Those things can be electric, but they're not the same as Porkfest.
I don't know if I've ever been to an electric Libertarian Party meeting, but I guess I could believe that it's possible for one of those to be considered electric. Porkfest, certainly, there's always something going on here, and there's so many things to learn, so many people to meet, so many things to do. You can't do it all in one sitting. And so we're going to talk to some of the interesting folks that are here, just happen to be in our audience. Mike is with us here. Mike from Virginia, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me.
Great. It's great to have you here. Now, this, you say, you just told me a moment ago, is your second Porkfest.
Yes, it is. We were up here in 2013.
Okay, so you skipped a year.
Yes, we were tied up on some stuff, some work stuff last year, but I'm back up here with one of my buddies. He's we do some political consulting stuff, and we dragged two more friends with us, and so I think they're now probably be like a full-time converts to coming up to Porkfest yearly. So, yeah, it's good time.
Even when you've only been, even when you have to skip a year or skip a few years, there's nothing like Porkfest. It's an event that sticks with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so even though, 2 years ago was the first time here, we come back and we see folks we met 2 years ago and we just immediately like rekindle those friendships and catch up. And
it's a big event, though. There's always people to meet.
It's great because, you get to see folks that you otherwise you'd never run into.
It's really fun to come back the second time, like you're describing, because you are seeing people you know before. I mean, it can be awkward. I remember our first year at the talk radio convention that we go to. You know, you've got to make a real effort to introduce yourself, and you don't know anybody, and they don't know you. But then, in year two, you've already met some of the people, and, like you're saying, you're just rekindling. And then, of course, you're meeting new folks as well. It's an event that builds on itself, and I think it gets better. Would you say that your second year thus far is better than the first time you were here?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first year is kind of like a shock just to see all the stuff that's going on and try and make sense of all the different seminars that are going on and all the different topics and kind of figure out what you want to go see and what you want to do. And then, kind of the second year that you're here, you've kind of been able to make sense of it. And you say, okay, I'm going to go to this seminar with this speaker on this topic, and I'm going to go here after that. And you're kind of able to plan things out so that, not only do you get to meet the folks around you and get to know them, get to visit with the vendors and see what they're doing, but you also really get to take advantage of those seminars that are here and that are really, I'm not sure what the best part of Porkfest is, whether it's the folks or the seminars, it's really
what
fantastic.
Have you enjoyed? I mean, what have seminars-wise, I guess presentations, what have you gone to see so far this week that was a real outstanding in your mind?
Okay, the mesh networking seminar was really cool.
Oh yeah, I saw that on the schedule. That was like a how-to, right? Like how to set up a mesh network.
Kind of. It was sort of like an intro to what mesh networking is, okay. And kind of the things that you'll need to know or where you can find those.
So
things.
What is it? What is a mesh network for our listeners that are new to the concept?
So basically, it's a local network either set up on internet routers, so you can create a local network that either is or is not connected to the internet. You can transmit information via radio packets. I actually have some friends that are kind of experimenting a little bit with setting up their own mesh networks, and it's really kind of experimental, but there are kids in schools using an app called FireChat, and so basically they're using their phones to set up like their own mesh networking system in their schools.
Now, isn't FireChat Open Garden product?
I think perhaps it is.
Okay, I think it is. I feel like I've used this. This is where you were using your phone's Bluetooth or you're using your phone's Wi-Fi to talk to other people with phones in the radius that your phone can transmit. But
and
you're
their
not,
phones too, right?
Right, but you're
yeah,
not.
So it can hop several phones to get where to where it has to go.
I think maybe.
Absolutely. And so the really interesting thing about that is that they kind of they've solved one of the issues, which is being able to address a particular message to a particular person and actually get it to the phone where it needs to go, as opposed to just indiscriminately sending it to everybody. Mm. But one of the things that's really exciting about that is, the kids that are doing this, like they don't have text plans for their phones,
okay.
And so they're still able to text each other without actually having to have text plans set up for their phones.
It's a workaround.
It totally is.
Do kids like texting?
How do you even get a phone plan? Is there like a phone plan for parents who hate their kids texting or something? Because it seems like every phone plan has unlimited text these days.
You would think, but I think this specifically is using some of like the inner city schools where they have the phone, but there's not like Wi-Fi for them to hop onto, and so they have the Wi-Fi capability, but they don't necessarily have the
Wi-Fi.
The texting built in or the Wi-Fi available.
Or the schools may jam.
Normally, I was gonna say maybe a jammer or something like that, because normally texting you don't need Wi-Fi, you just need a cell phone signal to send a text. So
I can't imagine that they, I would imagine the schools jam cell phones.
They might very well do that. So, Mike, you're from Virginia. You say you've actually listened to us in Lynchburg on WLNI on Saturdays. How did you find out about Porkfest?
That's a really great question, actually. I have obviously several liberty-minded friends down there, and a couple of them also do stuff with ISFL. And
the International Students for Liberty.
Yep. Yep. And so they kind of found out about it, and they're like, hey, let's go to Porkfest. And I was like, well, what's Porkfest? And they said what it was, and I was like, well, let's go.
All right.
And so it was a good time, and we were up here, and it was really cool to see. I mean, like Gary Johnson was up here, Robert Murphy was up here in 2013.
Yeah, these are big names in the Liberty community.
And so I'm like, okay, so not only is one of the world's like greatest economist here, but apparently he likes karaoke too, and I'm like, this is game changing here.
So. The man is mad behind a microphone.
Yeah, it's true. You do get to see some other sides to some people here that normally, you know, you only see one side to them. And Bob Murphy is definitely more of the educational kind of libertarian speaker, but yet
he's a great entertainer.
Can party on a stage with karaoke. So, Mike, you know, you're here. It's a good time. You dragged some new friends up, so the people you brought up had not been before.
Right, that's correct, yep.
Awesome.
So both of them wanted to come in 2013. They just weren't able to. And then my buddy Josiah and I, you know, we didn't come last year. So, you know, obviously we weren't dragging new people with us. But this year, two of our other friends were able to come, and they're having a blast.
Now, how do you feel about the Free State Project? Have you joined it?
I have not joined the Free State Project, but I think it's fantastic, actually. I think it's really remarkable what they've been able to do with just such a small amount of folks that have moved already.
Right.
I think it's like 1,700 folks that have moved. But even with that, they've already found success in politics on the local level and gotten some folks elected to the state house, and they're really pushing some fantastic legislation. So
is it attractive to you? I mean, what is your status? Are you considering it?
My thought on that is kind of it's kind of the same reason why I don't really want to be elected to public office, but I'm okay with working to get other folks elected to public office. I kind of feel like I can do more, helping other folks do more as opposed to necessarily doing it myself. There's really a lot going on in Virginia. We're pushing some civil asset forfeiture stuff. Mm. We're trying to finish pushing through an anti-indefinite detention bill that my buddy Craig, who's up here with me this year for the first time, he and I wrote that, and we have a friend of ours in the legislature.
Is that for the federal or state?
Well, it's so that the state can't cooperate with the feds.
So the feds will then keep whatever prisoners they wish to keep indefinitely in the other 49 states?
With this particular piece of legislation, as far as it affects Virginia, they would actually have to turn the person over to the local sheriff, and the local sheriff would then say whether or not it's a legitimate warrant before they go, you know, dragging folks off.
Well, I feel like somebody proposed something like that here in New Hampshire, but I'm not positive as to what the status of it is. Well, you know, thanks for coming out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Mike, and thank you for coming and joining us here on Free Talk Live.
Thanks,
really
man.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Yep, our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. We've got time just enough for you if you want to join us here at Porkfest 2015.
Hi, my name's Cody. And I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back for Free Talk Live now from ForkFest 2015. We've got enough time for you if you want to get on the phones with us here. I know it's a little different format than it normally is here on Free Talk Live. Normally, you know, it's an open phone show. We'll talk to you about anything. We still try to keep that while we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but also there's interesting folks here in our audience, people all across the campground that are worth talking to. So you're going to hear a lot of guest interviews, which is a little atypical for this program. We're at ForkFest 2015. It's not too late for you to come up here. If you're in New England, or you can get to New England by tomorrow or Saturday at the latest. Saturday is a big day. It really kicks up tomorrow, and then Saturday is just solid all day long and all night. It's a blast to be up here, and of course, it's a great excuse to come up and see New Hampshire as well. Not just meet the people here, but see the beauty of this place. There's nothing quite like the community of people that we have here, and it just happens to be very, very pretty as well. So come join us. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Also, purse.freetalklive.com. We're really excited that Purse is now on board as a Free Talk Live advertiser because, it's the best kind of advertiser when you've talked about them when they weren't advertising, right? Because that shows you really were interested in this product. And so I was talking about Purse long before we ever found out the CEO happens to be a listener of Free Talk Live. And I was talking about my experiences using it, which have been all positive. Even the one thing that seemed like it could go wrong, Purse handled, and they handled it beautifully, and it was great. Purse, of course, for those of you who don't know, gives you up to 25% off Amazon purchases.
Up to and beyond.
And beyond, right? So, like, when you start your account, 25 will be likely your maximum, and then you can sort of earn upper levels beyond that. But anytime I want something 20 to 25% off on Purse, I can get it within it gets ordered for me within a day. Basically, you take what you want, you put it on your Amazon wish list, you import that in over at purse.freetalklive.com, and then you have a little slider where you select, oh, do I want 5% off? No. How about 25% off? And then it just sort of sits in a marketplace, and then somebody basically buys that, essentially buys your Bitcoin, because you have to pay with Bitcoin. I didn't make that clear. Purse, you get 25% off by paying with Bitcoin for your products on Amazon. How does it work? Go to purse.freetalklive.com, and you can watch their little intro video. It makes it pretty clear. Purse also allows you to purchase Bitcoin as well, so you can actually buy Bitcoin. But generally, if you have Bitcoin and you want to spend it and save
50% and beyond on Amazon. Purse lets you do that, and it works very, very well. If you sign up through purse.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live makes a very small commission on every purchase that you make. So thank you in advance for going to purse.freetalklive.com.
You owe it to yourself to try this one time. Get you know, treat yourself to something on Amazon, get some Bitcoin, and try this out. Purse.freetalklive.com.
You know, as long as you're not in a rush, this is an amazing tool that will
save
you.
By a rush, you mean if you can handle an extra day.
A day, right. This is an amazing tool that will save you. It, for me, it has saved me hundreds of dollars on over a dozen purchases.
Many hundreds.
Yeah. So, no joke. It's real. Purse.freetalklive.com. Again, you meet interesting people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've got James and Violetta on the third microphone with us here at Porkfest. Now, make sure you get real close on that mic. We'll start with you, Violetta. You wanted to talk about communicating the ideas of liberty. You guys are both from South Florida, the Fort Lauderdale area, and I don't recall, did you say this was your first Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Correct. It's our first.
What? No. Before you get into communicating the ideas of liberty, what got you here? How did you get inspired to come here?
This guy got me inspired to coming here. Mm-hmm. He shared his views with me, and after many obstacle courses to actually coming to understanding his views, I did, and I agreed, which is why I want to talk about what I want to talk about.
Okay, please.
So is there a way to be more inviting toward the ideas of libertarianism and maybe anarcho-capitalism versus turning somebody off from those ideas by being too aggressive?
Well, I think that there's no perfect way to communicate any particular message, right?
So, it depends who the audience is, I think.
Right. In a lot of ways, it does depend on the audience. But I do think that there's sort of some rules you can go by. First off, people tend to... So a lot of people who get in the liberty movement are really thinkers. You know, they think things through. But that's about 20% of the population is ruled by their mind as opposed to as ruled by their heart. I'm not saying that not everybody is ruled by emotions, because emotions give us purpose in life. Emotions are important. I'm not trying to diminish them in any way. But people tend not to... tend not to listen until they think you care, essentially. So you have to, essentially, the best thing to do is to begin by asking questions. Find out what their, you know, what their core issues are. It's really easy for people in the liberty movement, people like me, especially somebody who gets on the radio and rants for a living, to, you know, shake your fist at the government bureaucrat and say, "You're stealing from me. Don't you understand? You're violent. This is a violent system." You know, what's better to do is to sort of find out what people's you know, touch points are, what's important to them, and then to sort of work with them on that to figure out ways that they can reach their goals that are more efficient. Because not only do we have the most moral philosophy out there, but we probably have, in most cases, the most efficient philosophy as far as productive and getting things done. The free market, although it, you know, it's difficult to fathom, it's a huge interlocking web of individuals working together. It, you know, it's less violent when soldiers don't cross borders. Excuse me, when trade doesn't cross borders, soldiers do, is the old saying. Well, that means we need to keep people trading. We need to keep them working together in voluntary interactions. And when that's the case, then everybody wins. So that's my answer, Ian. How about you?
Well, I mean, was there a specific situation that you happened with you in real life? Not necessarily you, but maybe somebody else, like after you'd already come on board with these ideas, where you saw, oh, that person didn't really respond very well. Was there something that was maybe motivating the question?
Absolutely. I feel like the libertarian idealism of the non-aggression principle is so valid and so pro the NAP.
Mm-hmm.
But when you present something and you start your statement off with, "I think that the second a cop puts on their uniform, they deserve to get shot."
No, my God, that's not
that, to me, sounds like completely contradictory to what you are advocating.
Now, is that, now you're sitting here with your boyfriend, James. James,
he's probably as frustrated as we are.
Now, is that actually, James, is that actually something that you've said?
Have these words slipped out of your mouth?
On an opener to somebody in a conversation about freedom?
Okay, yes. Those are actual words that came out of my mouth. But at the same time...
Did you mean it? Did you really mean that?
Well, yeah, but there's more of a philosophical grounding to that statement than I let off. It was because the conversation was between me and my intimate partner that I knew wouldn't reject me mm-hmm. based off of my philosophical
so you weren't,
ground.
You weren't saying that to her grandmother or
exactly,
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't approach people on the streets and say
she
those
just
kind of things.
His grandmother. You said that to your grandmother?
Well, yes. But my grandmother was also...
How did take that?
She was also a hippie in the 60s and 70s.
So she was... What was her response?
She was a little taken back by
okay.
it.
Where was this? Like the dinner, Thanksgiving dinner? I mean, where
yeah,
did
yeah,
you
pretty
this?
Much. Yeah, yeah, pretty much. It was in that situation.
So everybody yeah. has these situations.
This is what we
right?
call the libertarian macho flash. This is there's a term for this.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, she's helped me understand. Even though this is not the way that I communicate with other people on the streets. She's helped me understand just in ways of communicating ideas to her or people that I love in my life and people that I want to understand these values and these lessons that I've been handed down to me from people before me. So
it's tricky, right?
I'm passionate, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm not doing this radio program about liberty because I'm not passionate about liberty.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to, on one hand, you feel like you don't want to back away from your true feelings and, you know, what you really want to say. But on the other hand, there is tact, right? There is, you know, approaching people in a way that's going to get them to listen to what you have to say. And it just all depends on the audience. So, you know, sitting down at the dinner table with grandma or your favorite aunt is going to be a different world from somebody who you've been buddies with for, you know, a decade or something like that, and you've got a different level of rapport with. Generally, the libertarian macho flash is kind of saying the most extreme offensive version of whatever it is you're trying to communicate. And it while it can be a catharsis to some extent, it can be, you know, sort of like a release, it's not probably the most effective way to communicate. So really, I mean, you have to kind of take the long road with a lot of people, too, because, you know, saying the most brilliant thing, as offensive as it might be, is probably not going to, you know, make somebody say, oh, James, I'm so glad you finally have come here and said that. I've been waiting my whole life to hear, you know, this philosophy, right? So, you know, when you're dealing with family members, they also know how fallible you are because they saw you when you were a little kid and, you know, you made a bunch of mistakes and they were there for it. They're like, oh, yeah, James is just he's falling into some new cult or whatever. So you've got to take time with them. And then, you know, I think the best way to do these things is when the conversation, the opportunity presents itself and an issue comes up that you can agree with the person on and then show them how that ties in with the principles that you believe in. It's a bit of a long road, but it might be more effective that way. I wish we had more time to talk about it tonight, but we don't. So, guys, enjoy Porkfest and we'll be back here tomorrow night from Porkfest. Best 2015.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.